The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world, like always. It's NBA All-Star Weekend. Do we care? Have you been watching? Will you watch the game this evening? Lots of things happening. Lots. Talked about that Tiger Woods cat last week and how I felt like he was pretty much donezo. Then he decides, let's take some time off indefinitely. I have my doubts majorly about Tiger Woods ever winning another major championship in professional golf. And with what he decided to do, right after I talk about it with you guys last week, well, that makes me scratch my head and say, I don't know if this guy wants to play anymore. Got to welcome in Jeff Rich real quickly, my tag team partner in crime for this hour. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you? Well, we'll get to Jeff in a minute. How's that? On the other side, Jeff Rich will be joining me. You can do 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorfon Sports or by Jeff Rich. Again, so much to talk about. Lots and lots of things to talk about in the sports world. Let's get at it. Keep it close. It is Dorfon Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Musicians, Guitar Center's President's Day sale just got better. For one day only, we have added incredible doorbusters. Deals like a Fender acoustic guitar for just $99, a Zildjian splash cymbal for $20, or get a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com and create your own deal. Plus, be one of the first 10 customers on Monday to make a $20 purchase and get a free 3-month membership to our stick or string club. That means $5 free towards drumsticks or guitar strings for 3 months. But hurry, supplies are limited. No lineups before 7 a.m. This Monday, only at Guitar Center. See GuitarCenter.com for stick and string club details.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me. We are both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Again, tons of things to talk about. All-Star Weekend with the NBA. An interesting night, I guess you could call it, in the skills challenge, the skills competition, the three-point contest, and obviously the dunk contest. But again, Tiger Woods, man, I'm going to go back to this because I talked about this a week ago, and I told you I felt that this guy was going to be in big trouble and the future doesn't look so bright. And then I got guys telling me he's going to win another championship, a major championship, and this and that and the other. And then he decides he's donezo. He's taking some time off and indefinitely. Don't know when he's coming back. A lot of people think, oh, he'll be back by the Masters. I don't know. Don't kid yourself.
I'm going to go the other way on that one, Dorf. And by the way, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. I'm treating this like a Tiger Woods retirement. I think that we might not see him again. You know, he's done a lot in his career, and he's a very accomplished golfer. No doubt that he's going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. And they'll probably talk about the way that he was mentally destroyed by the Thanksgiving night incident a few years ago, and that he just isn't there mentally anymore. If you play golf, you understand it's not a physical game. It's a mental game. And he used to be as cold. You know, he used to have veins that ran ice water through them, and just not anymore. We're not seeing it. Even after his comeback when he was winning some tournaments, we didn't see it. You know, we didn't see that fierce intensity that we saw from the 1997 through, maybe 2008 Tiger Woods. And, his best days are behind him. Maybe he doesn't want to be a mediocre golfer after living at the top for so long. I'm treating this like Tiger Woods is retired, and until he comes back, I'm going to be right about this.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, a leave of absence is a leave of absence. Indefinitely is another thing where you're saying, wow, what does this mean exactly? And you know what? I'm going to say I don't think it means retirement. I think it means the guy is just so sick and tired of going out there and not being able to do like what you're talking about, what he used to be able to do between 98 and 2008. He had an unbelievable stretch, and that is the last time he won a major championship, U.S. Open, I believe, in 2008, on one leg maybe when he was able to beat out Rocco Mediate. But at the end of the day, man, the guy hasn't been relevant for 7 years when you really think about it.
Well, he's relevant. He's relevant.
No. What I'm trying to say is, no, I disagree, man. He's not relevant, okay? When you're not winning championships like you were left and right, and when all of a sudden you're starting to ask other players how to play and what to do, and you're unsure of your stuff, and you're tweaking things, and you're changing equipment, Jeff, I don't think you know what you're doing anymore. I think you've lost it to a certain degree. So you and I are saying a lot of the same things, but I just don't think the guy's done. I don't think that his sponsors will let him be done. I don't think that Tiger Woods will let himself be done. The truth of the matter is, though, is I don't know if we'll ever see him win another major. That's really all I'm trying to say. And again, That's the most difficult thing to do in any sport is go out there and win, you know, the championships, whether it's an NBA championship, whether it's a Masters championship, a U.S. Open championship, whatever it is, therefore in golf. But the bottom line to me is that Tiger Woods is so fed up with himself and the way that he's playing. He knows, like I said, you're not there anymore to watch this guy perform, Jeff. You're there to watch this guy screw up. It's more about watching the disaster, the circus of what could happen out there on the golf course for Tiger Woods. So I completely disagree. He's not relevant in the manner in which we're used to or accustomed to. The guy is relevant for the matter of fact that we want to watch this guy screw up.
And he sells tickets. And when he plays, more tickets get sold, more, you know, more eyes around the television set. And you know, quite frankly, you're talking about this guy winning another Masters. You know, you're doubting whether he's going to win another Masters. I'm doubting whether he's going to play another major or any tournament for that matter, because he doesn't want to be David Duval. He doesn't want to fade into oblivion and be one of these middle-of-the-road golfers. He's a, you know, he's a sponsor exemption if there ever was one. And I don't watch it. I don't play, you know, tune in to watch him screw up. I tune in because I keep waiting for the comeback. And I think that that's what a lot of people do. I know that there are people, you know, with moral issues. But
how long can we be watching for a comeback? You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I feel like I've been watching for years for a comeback from Tiger. And I believe me, man, again, I want to go on record. I am not a hater. Let's put that thing out there right away. I'm not a hater, man. I love the way that Tiger Woods played the game of golf for a long, long time. However, I don't think a guy's body is meant to take the wear and tear that he took. Again, several interesting surgeries that the guy went through, and I'm talking about the procedures, not necessarily the surgery themselves, but the procedures that he used to get the surgeries done. I don't necessarily agree with it. I think there's something fishy about it. Look, we've talked about it before with how his body has changed. I'm not going to be one to say whether or not he is or isn't using performance-enhancing drugs, but I got to say that I'm definitely raising some eyebrows, and I've got questions because people's bodies don't break down the way the Tiger's has unless you're doing something a little bit interesting. And again, I'm going to go more with the interesting procedures that he's had for many of these surgeries, whether it be platelet type stuff or whatever, whether he's going overseas to have things done instead of doing it in America. I don't know, man. I don't know the exact answer, but I do know that it's broke. And when it's broke, you have to go out and try to fix it. It's not like, hey, it ain't broke, so let's not fix this thing. No, man, it's broke. And I'm going to go back to something I said again last week. Butch Harmon, and I don't care what anybody says, that's when things started to go downhill. When he left Butch Harmon, yeah, of course he's going to still have some success for a while because it's a lingering effect. But once in a while and 3 years down the road, when all of a sudden you decide, look, I don't need this guy anymore, and I figured out the swing pattern and this and that and the other, well, all of a sudden when you don't have this guy's shoulder to lean on and you don't have this guy to talk to and you don't have this guy to show your problems to, well, it's a lot more difficult to go out there and fix it on your own. And I think Tiger is one of the most stubborn athletes we'll ever inquire in our history of talking about athletes, to be honest with you. So I think a lot of this is on Tiger. And if he would just go back to what worked in the first place, well, then, Jeff, I think he'd be back out on the tour a lot sooner than people would think.
Yeah, that's a lot of what ifs. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Perhaps in this day and age with Tiger in the state that he's in, is the game of golf almost better off without Tiger Woods being the distraction to the new up-and-coming guys on the leaderboard?
Well, that's a great point, and that's why I think when you made your statement about, you know, Tiger Woods sells tickets and this and that and the other, yeah, I think he does sell tickets. But you want to know what? Those other guys that you're talking about, that's who I'm interested in. I want to see Jordan Spieth. I want to see these up and newcomers, man, that can hit the ball a mile like Tiger did, you know, and still does. But obviously, they have the ability to escape a lot better than he does and get themselves out of trouble a lot more. At least at this point, as we've seen, Tiger's short game is just pathetic at this point. Again, I find it interesting. He's going out and he's asking, a lot lesser golfer for tips on how to go out and play and whatnot. To me, that's an awful sign. We're talking about a guy that was the best player in the world. And I hear you on the David Duval thing, man. Look, David Duval just kind of faded. He was number one in the world and for a very short time, because at the end of the day, he's no longer number one, and he vanished like, you know what, in the wind. So anyways, tons to talk about, a little Tiger talk. Maybe on the other side, let's get into some hoops, whether it be college, whether it be NBA. But he's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, as always. You could jump on board 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Follow us both as well. Interesting stuff out of Jeff's mouth. Interesting stuff out of my mouth. So never at a loss for entertainment if you follow us at By Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. Jeff, I mean, let's talk some hoops here. First and foremost, Are you excited at all about All-Star Weekend? What does it do for you? What do you think about the weekend with the skills competition and, you know, the dunk contest, the three-point contest? To me, look, man, we've talked about this several times before, somewhat to ad nauseum, but I almost feel like, you know, this thing has really, really played itself out. I've seen just about every dunk I can possibly see. I've seen a lot of things. I'm honestly more interested in like that skills challenge to a certain degree, because those guys have to go out there and perform and do things that, you know, we're not necessarily accustomed to seeing them do. And then the three-point contest. Look, man, I love watching guys shoot. So at the end of the day, I could watch Steph Curry. I could watch Klay Thompson. I could watch a whole handful of these guys shoot all day long. But ultimately, on a whole level, I'm somewhat disappointed. It's lost a little bit of its luster to me. Do you feel the same way?
I think with this year's lineup, it was rejuvenated a bit. You know, I think that we all have this standard, and the NBA is guilty of it in its own right, of leaning on its past too much. And we look back to Jordan and Dominique, and that's what we expect from the slam dunk contest. And the truth is, you know, we've kind of hit that peak of athletic ability as far as what these guys can do. I thought that Victor Oladipo going, 540 or whatever, it was something somewhere between 360 and 720 with the reverse dunk. I thought that was innovative. I thought that Zach LaVine put on a show. I think that we got a lot of no names in these contests and these exhibitions over the years. And you look at the great lineup in the 3-point shootout. You look at all the athleticism that was in the dunk contest. And I think that it's bringing itself back a little bit. The NBA doesn't have a Super Bowl. They don't have a championship that's going to be at a predetermined venue. So they have to treat this All-Star Weekend as their summit for their fans. And I think that they do a good job. I don't think that they've always done a good job with it, but I think it's on its way back.
Look, and I hear where you're going with a lot of what you're saying, and I follow you, to be honest with you. Look, I think it's fun getting a lot of these young kids, of the Zach LaVines like you're talking about, to come out of the woodwork, do things that, you know what, I know that he can do, but we really haven't seen it, obviously, on the floor this year because things have been a little bit slow for him. So I think you're right in the sense of it lets some of the guys be showcased a little bit more that we don't get a real good opportunity to see. You know, and obviously I'm talking about the LeBron Jameses of the world, those big names, you know. And again, Victor Oladipo, you know, he's a small guy, so a lot of the dunks that he does are going to look a little bit better just because he has to fly through the air. And Zach LaVine, man, look, that guy can flat out fly. He's got hops. So I actually think that a lot of times through these experiences, it kind of helps these kids to realize their potential. And then they go out there and start playing a little bit better on the floor. So, you know, Zach LaVine is a high flyer. Will that relate to him going out there and being a better basketball player and understanding the NBA game a little bit better, Jeff?
I don't know. I think that he put on a show. I haven't seen a lot from Zach LaVine, quite frankly, since his completely disappointed walk from the green room to the stage to shake with Adam Silver when the Timberwolves took him. I mean, I think it's disappointing when you play out in Englewood or play out in Westwood. And you have, you know, you learn you're spending your winters in Minnesota, but that's besides the point. No, I mean, I think he has to play on a good team. I think that team is young, obviously, with Andrew, you know, it's going to be built around Andrew Wiggins and Levine, and it's going to take some time. And, you know, if Flip Saunders makes the right moves there, which, you know, you could throw that out there in doubt, I would say that, you know, it's hit or miss. You know, maybe guys like Levine and Wiggins won't hit their stride until they get to their second team.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's another good point. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, you have to have some talent around you to go out there and perform. So, and look, for many, many years, you know, at the same time, look, Kevin Love was able to go out there and perform and get all kinds of numbers, but he never got the you know, obviously the honors and the accolades of going to the postseason and playing in the postseason and obviously winning championships there in Minnesota. So, yeah, I mean, look, a little bit of a little bit of both, I think, when you really think about this. But at the end of the day, I agree with you, man. It's entertainment. They're there to put on a show. I was a little disappointed with Brandon Knight because bottom line is he was so far out ahead of these guys in the skills challenge, and he pretty much coasted there. But Beverly winds up coming down and sneaking in that three-pointer. So, you know what, at the end of the day, man, you got to finish your task, you know, and it's not over until that fat lady's singing, and the fat lady definitely wasn't singing, but you know what, look, go ahead.
Does this do anything for Patrick Beverly? Does it do anything detrimental to Brandon Knight for not finishing the job? Or do they, you know, do they go back to their day jobs on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it is, and put everything that happened over the weekend behind them? It's a special occasion because, like I said, it is a summit of NBA fans there in, you know, arguably one of the hottest spots to play basketball on the planet Earth. But, you know, once they go back to their day jobs, you got to think of all the euphoria of this All-Star weekend being surrounded by all that talent gets put behind them, and then they go back to work.
I agree 100%. Look, I mean, look, it necessarily makes a guy's career or anything like that if they go out there and win, you know, the skills competition or even the NBA or the dunk contest, whatever it is, man. I don't think those are so significant in the sense of if you don't do it, you feel like you have failure. I don't think that at all, because at the end of the day, like you said, again, I'll go back to it. It's entertainment. It's about putting on a show for these people. It's about having a good time. And I think everybody had a good time, for sure. I saw a lot of smiles. I saw a lot of laughing, a lot of high-fiving, obviously. So I think everybody had a good time. I just think about it like this, man. It was an opportunity just to go out there and kind of say to everybody else, look, you didn't put me in the All-Star game, but you know what? I came anyway, and I came out here, and I gave it my best, and you know what? I beat everybody at the skills challenge. That's all. I mean, Jeff, when it comes to kind of like going out there and performing and playing, you know, against my peers and whatnot, I want to just beat them, man. That's just me. I'm a competitor. But if I lose, man, I'm okay with that too. But I go out there and I give it my all, and I don't quit by any means. I just go out there and I play, you know? So I don't know. I look at it as just a missed opportunity, but again, nothing that, like you said, I think it was over right after it happened, to be honest with you. I don't think it takes till Monday or Tuesday to settle in or anything. I think once it's over and done with. And again, they're out there to have a good time and put on a good show. So hopefully everybody felt like they got a good show at the end of the day.
Yeah, if you tuned in, you probably did. I mean, you know, if you haven't given up on this All-Star weekend, especially the showcase Saturday, if you're still tuning in, you're probably enough of a fan that what they're putting out there, you know, you're picking it up and you're enjoying it. And I think that's all the NBA wants, is to satiate what their fans want them to give them.
What do you think of the NBA All-Star game in itself? Is that still a big honor? I mean, do you think it's fair for the Atlanta Hawks to have four players and the Milwaukee Bucks not to get one? When you think about, look, both of these teams have had a tremendous turnaround, okay? Let's face it. I know that Atlanta made the playoffs last year, but they were under 500. This is a much better basketball team. They're playing great. And on the other hand, the Milwaukee Bucks, nowhere in sight last year, playing much better this year. Don't you think they deserve to be rewarded with having Brandon Knight play in this game, or no?
Is Knight the only one you think was snubbed?
No, absolutely not. But I'm just saying through the Milwaukee, on the Milwaukee Bucks, I think he is their guy. I mean, I know that, you know, the Greek Freak is an up-and-comer, but look, Brandon Knight, say it or not, I like the guy. Personally, I watch him play. I watch the Bucks play a lot. Yes, he takes some bad shots. Yes, he could pass the ball a little bit more. But at the same time, his job on that team is a dual. It's a scorer and a passer, a floor general, whatever you want to call it. And frankly, I think he's doing a pretty good job. And you know what? The Milwaukee Bucks have a much better record than they did last year, too. So I just think
I have to credit the head coach there. I think that Jason's come in, and, you know, it is just his second year off the floor. really showing that he could do different things with different personnel, and it's showing with the in the win loss column in Milwaukee.
Hey, it's not only showed in Milwaukee, man. It really showed with the Brooklyn Nets too. Let's be honest, they had a bunch of injuries, and then once they put things together, they were one of the better teams in the NBA. So I don't disagree at all. Jason Kidd is a phenomenal basketball coach. You may not like the guy. You may not like him as a person, but he's a great basketball coach. You cannot say he's not a great basketball coach. I agree with you 100%. Dude wins. Dude makes guys play a lot better than you could imagine them playing. So he's doing something right, and I'm glad the Milwaukee Bucks have him. He's done a fantastic job with a young basketball team that is only going to improve more and more. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk some hockey maybe, talk some baseball. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you hate the sound of a slamming door as much as I do? I'm Danny Lepre with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about adjusting your storm doors to close smoothly this winter right after this.
Homeowners know it's important to keep a properly insulated home, but choosing the right insulation now can make a big impact on the efficiency and health of your home down the road. Roxel Comfort Bat stone wool insulation is fire resistant, water repellent, and does not promote mold or mildew growth, making it ideal for whatever nature has in store. Plus, Roxel Comfort Bat won't lose its shape, ensuring the R value you install today remains the same indefinitely. Visit DIYwithRoxel.com. Roxel Comfort Bat, the better insulation.
So every time the storm doors open, it slams shut instead of gently closing like it used to. What you may have noticed is that this all started back when you took out the screen panels you use in the summer and put in the storm door windows you use in the winter. It's simple enough, but often overlooked. Glass weighs a lot more than screen, and that extra weight causes the door to slam shut unless you tune it up a little. That pneumatic tube near the top is called the door closure, and on its end is a small screw. Turn the screw clockwise, and your door will close slower, and it won't slam shut. Then, next spring, when it's time for the screens again, turn it counterclockwise to readjust for the weight. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
GolfDiscount.com is already the best place to find high-quality golf clubs, bags, shoes, and more at the guaranteed lowest prices. Now it's also where you can win a brand-new tailor-made R15 driver. Go to GolfDiscount.com/radio and sign up for our newsletter, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. While you're there, you can write product reviews for even more chances to win. That's right, the best place for great golf gear since 1995 just got better. Head to GolfDiscount.com/radio now, and a tailor-made R15 driver could be yours. That's GolfDiscount.com/radio.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich on what would be a kind of cloudy, overcasty Sunday here in Phoenix, Arizona. Still beautiful, by the way. Been a little too warm, if you ask me, a little too soon, but...
Oh, never.
I can't be, like, too upset when I think about the rest of the country. So...
Man, we've got We've got college baseball. We've got golf. We've had a big football game. We've had a big golf tournament already, and we're only halfway through the second month of the year. I think it's great living out in Arizona, I think that you'd be a fool not to reap the benefits of getting outside and enjoying this weather.
Yeah, and when you got like 15 degrees in Toronto and below zero in Cleveland and whatnot, man, you just kind of definitely sit there and say to myself, I am a lucky man. I really am. I'm very lucky to live where I live and enjoy the outdoors so much that it's great to be able to get out pretty much every day, to be honest with you. I almost look for a day where I can't get out, to be honest with you, Jeff, and we don't have many of those. But a guy that is probably stuck under a big snowstorm or a drift maybe in his driveway, you never know, a guy coming to us all the way from Canada, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing well, thawing out, but not doing badly otherwise. Thank you. How are the two of you this morning?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't tell, we're just kind of like gloating about how great it is to live out on the West Coast or the Southwest for us here in Arizona, and all the ability for us to just do things outside, man. It is a real beautiful thing. Again, I love being outdoors. Do it just about every day, and I just count my blessings every day when I really think about it, man. I could be shoveling snow, and I'll tell you what, that's not a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun to go hiking with my dog or go play tennis or do whatever I do outdoors, man. I truly enjoy it. I love living out here, and I see dying out here in the desert, Jeff. That's what I see.
Hey, John, I don't know what the weather's like in Nashville today, but Cody Franson and Mike Santarelli have to be looking forward to it because I can't imagine it's very pleasant in southern Ontario this morning.
Well, I think they're looking forward to it for more than one reason. Obviously, number one today is the weather. We're sitting here in Toronto about 20 minutes before the noon hour, and it's warmed up to minus 11 Fahrenheit with an 18-mile-an-hour wind from the north, which makes the wind chill about minus 36. And that's an improvement over 8 o'clock this morning. This morning it was 44 below with the wind factor. So they're going to look forward to it from a climate standpoint. They're also going to look forward to it from the obvious standpoint of going to a better team. They're going from a team that's on a very fast free fall to the bottom of the standings to a team that's at the top of the standings. And in both cases, they're somewhat familiar with Nashville because they have both played in Nashville before. So perhaps the first sign of the Leafs tearing this thing down and trying to rebuild it from the bottom up, which frankly is something they should have done 4 or 5 years ago.
As a rich get richer, I mean, Nashville league-leading 82 points, this can only solidify them and help Toronto go yet another year without a cup, huh?
Oh, no doubt at all, Jeff. Although Franson's play of late has not been up to his usual standards. I was at the game on Tuesday night, and he had two or three giveaways that were pretty expensive. I don't know whether he's perhaps hurt or tired because they've been playing him a lot because he's probably been their biggest ice time defenseman since Dion Phaneuf has been out with an injury. There's also been some issues around his contract. I understand that the Leafs and he were far apart on negotiations over a new deal, so the trade from that standpoint is no surprise. Santarelli was a pleasant surprise for the Leafs this year, certainly in the first couple of months. Then he had a bit of a down spell, and then in the last month or so he's been playing well again. So I'm sort of disappointed to see him go, but I think the price tag that he would be looking for as another unrestricted free agent at the end of the year probably put him out of Toronto's budget in terms of how they want to spend their money on a rebuilding base. But certainly Nashville improves themselves with this deal.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking some hockey right now. We talk hockey and baseball with John, but again, if you want to jump in, 1-800-878-7529, jump in on the conversation at any time. Hey, John, I want to ask you, let's just kind of keep it there in Canada. Montreal really just playing phenomenal at this point, atop the Atlantic, atop, as far as the point leaders go on that half of the Eastern Conference, they're the best right now.
How do you feel about them moving forward?
Well, I think the Canadians perhaps have the most important piece in all of this, and that's great goaltending. I guess to draw a parallel between hockey and baseball, good goaltending is the equivalent of good starting pitching in a baseball league. So they've got Carey Price, who, in my opinion, is if he's not the best goaltender in the league right now, he's certainly in that conversation. And he's playing behind a team that's pretty solid. They beat the Leafs last night 2-1 in a shootout. They're now at the top of the Eastern Conference, as you mentioned. They're sort of jockeying back and forth between the Islanders, Tampa Bay, and Detroit, still in that mix somewhat. But I think the Canadians, if they can keep Price healthy and he can continue to play the way that he has, I think that's probably where I would be putting my money if I was a betting man in terms of the winner of that conference. It's kind of nice to see, and although there's a big rivalry between Montreal and Toronto, much there is the same between the Red Sox and the Yankees in baseball, it is nice to see a Canadian team doing well, and heaven knows we haven't seen that in Toronto in a number of decades.
You know, and John, let me throw this at you too real quick, Jeff. I got one more real fast here. Just looking at the standings in general, is the Eastern Conference better than the Western Conference as a whole, or are they both a little bit top-heavy, and then, you know, they're both kind of weak toward the middle and the bottom?
Well, I think the answer to both questions is yes, although I would tend to think that the West overall is probably still stronger. There's a lot of good teams in the West, but, you know, certainly in the East, first of all, you're looking at three sort of distinct areas. You're looking at the top eight, which is the playoff qualification. Then there's two teams, Carolina and Buffalo, that are definitely out of it. Then you've got that little glut of teams 9 through 14 that are sort of on the edge of looking like they might be able to make a run to get to the playoffs, but I think we can probably say fairly safely that anybody below Philadelphia with 56 points, who are sitting in 10th place at the moment, are probably out of that race. In terms of the West, there's a couple of real clusters there, and again, you eliminate Arizona and Edmonton, who are sort of in another league the wrong way, and you look at the teams 9 through 12, which are Minnesota, L.A., Dallas, and Colorado. They're going to push the Calgarys and the Vancouvers, which are the current 7th and 8th place teams, for those last two spots, but I think overall the West is probably a stronger conference, which has historically been the story for the last 8 or 10 years. So nothing really surprising there. I'm still a believer that the best day-to-day hockey is played in the Western Conference, and notwithstanding that I live in an Eastern Conference city and see a lot of Eastern Conference games, I still enjoy watching a lot of the Western Conference games, and my afternoon today is going to be watching Pittsburgh and Chicago in an interconference game at the United Center in Chicago. Great way to spend a cold afternoon in Toronto.
Absolutely. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, I always struggle to try to find something Coyotes related that's relevant enough for a national audience. And the Coyotes play of late hasn't really yielded anything like that. But they did trade away their backup goalkeeper, Devan Dubnyk, to the Minnesota Wild. And the Wild have been wildly successful since acquiring him. What do you see? I know that you mentioned you're in the East, but you do watch a good deal of Western Conference hockey. What have you seen from Minnesota since acquiring the backup goaltender from Arizona?
I've seen some solidity in terms of their goaltending. I mean, they've had some bad luck with goaltenders in terms of injuries and illnesses the last couple of years. I still think that's a good team, and I still think it's perhaps a good goaltender away from giving it a real solid shot. Frankly, Dubnyk wouldn't have been the guy that I would have picked if you'd said to me, who do they need to make this thing work? He seems to have gotten a second life by going to Minnesota. I mean, he was in Edmonton for a while, and that didn't work out very well. He was very briefly with Montreal, and, you know, it just doesn't seem to have worked out that well for him. But certainly, without being disrespectful to the Coyotes organization, certainly a trade from Arizona to Minnesota is like a breath of fresh air to anybody in the hockey world. And
of course,
he now finds himself in a spot where they're 2 points behind the last two or three playoff teams in the West. So certainly a great move for him, and looks like it's working out well for the Wild as well.
Hey, John, a real quick one here. Well, not necessarily quick, but just one quick one as far as in talking hockey. And then I just want to switch gears and talk a little baseball because we only got a few minutes left. How do you feel about the NHL in general? Are you okay with the game? Do you like the state of the game right now? How do you feel about the NHL? Are you happy with Bettman? Just in general, what's your take on the NHL?
Well, I think it's like any other sport at any time in history that, you know, there are some areas to improve it. The one thing that still bothers me immensely is the amount of violence in the game that's unnecessary. I've written about this on morethanafan.net, and, you know, I've always believed that there's going to be the odd scuffle between two players that don't like each other or somebody gets an elbow up, but this constant issue of fighting for no reason at all. We seem to have gotten rid of a lot of the staged fights, but we're still seeing a lot of this stuff where a guy will go after somebody after a clean hit, and I just don't think that's right. I'd like to see the league come down on that, and if they could do that, I think the product would be improved a lot, and I've been pretty vocal about getting rid of the shootout. I think that's something we need to get rid of as well, and I think if we did those two things, we'd have a much better game.
Very good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. Only got a couple minutes left. Look, I mean, this is old news, but it's new news, but it's old news, and then it's new news. A-Rod eventually is going to talk again here. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear it anymore. What about you, John?
I'm with you 100%. I think Jeff has made this point as well in the past. I don't really want to hear about it. To me, A-Rod is not a very good example for the youth of the North American baseball fans. He's not a good advert for a character. As far as I'm concerned, let's just forget about him. The Yankees made a mistake, in my opinion, when they signed into that huge contract. I think it's going to come back and bite them in the rear end. And, you know, perhaps that's justice. The Yankees have thrown money around for years, and it's helped them. Perhaps it's only time, a good thing now in terms of justice, that perhaps it's the time for them to be hurt by the fact that they've had a big checkbook.
Yeah, absolutely. John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. I hear the music. Baseball is literally right around the corner, so we're going to be talking a lot about baseball here in the next several months, but appreciate you taking time out, man. Just a little taste of what's to come here in the next several months, John Poulter.
I'm looking forward to the baseball season, and by this time next week, every team will have pitchers and catchers in camp, so it'll be pitch time.
Absolutely. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joins us each and every week. We'll be out here in the Valley of the Sun for some spring training. We'll get together for sure. I've already talked to Dave a little bit about the four of us getting together. So have a great day, John, and we'll catch up next week.
My pleasure. And I see that Dave's looking at the 28th for the ball game for the four of us. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's on top of things, man.
You bet.
But have a great day. John Poulter, our professor of sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us, talking some hockey and just a little bit of baseball. How excited are you, Jeff, for spring training? I mean, it's always awesome. We live here, so we get to live it, breathe it, experience it on a daily. But it really is a great time of year. Very unique settings where you can get close to these ball players and hang out, and they sign autographs, and they're actually very cool. And it's just a very user friendly atmosphere for the fans. So excited that they come to our town. But how do you feel?
Oh, I love it. I can't wait for March 3rd to hit. I'll be up at Salt River Fields in Scottsdale watching the Diamondbacks take on their local college counterpart in the Arizona State Sun Devils. And then got some Reds Indians the day after that. And I'm not sure what the calendar holds after that. But spring training, definitely an exciting time. Good for the tourism industry here in the Valley of the Sun. But also good for the baseball fans to get a taste of what they're about to see for the next 4 months after a long winter.
Yeah, and just you said that, it kind of makes me think of something like you mentioned earlier. You know, we had the Phoenix Open, we had the Super Bowl, we had all kinds of things that bring money into the Valley of the Sun. And with spring training, I mean, this has got to be one of those years where they make a ton of, like, just based on tourism, they make a ton of money with people coming to check out Phoenix, Arizona in 2015. I mean, it's got to be remarkable the amount of money they bring in. May have lost Jeff, I don't know. But anyways, a lot of things going on in the sports world. Got Fred Wallen coming up here. Jeff, are you going to continue to hang out, or are you bolting today?
I'll hang out with you for another hour if you want me to.
Sounds good. So Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and Fred Wallen will be gracing you with our knowledge and wisdom here on the airways. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.